Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a jungle and old school DNB impact feel tighter, harder, and more intentional without smashing your CPU to bits in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say impact, I'm not just talking about a kick drum. I mean that transition hit that tells the track, we're moving now. It could be a kick and tom stack, a snare smash, a chopped break hit, or a resampled drop marker that punches through the arrangement. The job is to make it feel solid, fast, and controlled, while keeping the session lightweight enough to survive a busy drum and bass project. And that's the big mindset shift here. We're not trying to overprocess this into submission. We're going to get most of the result from smart sample choice, precise editing, simple stock devices, and good arrangement placement. In jungle, tightness comes from discipline, not from stacking 10 plugins on a single hit. So let's build it. First, choose a source sound that already has the right attitude. The best starting points are usually short and punchy. A snappy kick, a short tom, a snare layer, or a chopped hit from a break. If you can use something derived from your own break edits, even better, because that tends to feel more authentic for old-school DNB. Try to avoid starting with some huge cinematic slam that already has a long tail, wide stereo wash, and lots of extra nonsense baked in. That kind of sample can work, but you'll spend more time stripping it down than shaping it. You want a source with a fast attack, a short tail, and enough body in the low mids to feel weighty. If the sample has too much click, too much room, or too much bright top end, it can start sounding disconnected from the rest of the breakbeat vibe. Next, decide how you want to house the sound. If this impact is part of a larger drum kit, put it in a drum rack pad. That's great if you're triggering it alongside breaks, fills, and ghost notes. But if it's really just a one-shot transition hit, an audio track is often the leanest choice and easiest on CPU. For an audio clip, drag it straight in, then zoom into the waveform and line up the start marker exactly on the transient. That tiny bit of sample accurate editing matters a lot, and this is one of the most important coach notes in the whole lesson. Think transient management, not just processing. If the front edge is messy, no amount of compression is going to fully rescue it. Zoom in, trim the start, listen to the first 10 to 30 milliseconds. If there's silence before the hit, remove it. If the tail is longer than you actually need, shorten it. A lot of mud in impact samples is just too much extra audio hanging around. If there's a click at the start, use a microscopic fade-in. I mean tiny. Just enough to remove a pop, not enough to blur the attack. And if you're placing the hit in the arrangement, think about timing. On the bar is clean and direct. Slightly early adds urgency. Slightly late can feel more dragged out and dubby. For old-school DNB, that placement can totally change the attitude of the phrase. Before you touch any heavy processing, set your gain sensibly. Leave some headroom. This is another big one. If the sample is already slammed going into your chain, the devices after it won't sharpen the hit. They'll just flatten it. So use clip gain or track volume to get it sitting comfortably first. Now let's build a simple, CPU-friendly chain using stock Ableton tools only. Our really effective order is utility, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Simple, but nasty in the right way. Start with utility. This is where you control gain and width. If the impact has any low-end weight, keep it mono or very close to mono. In jungle and old-school DNB, centered low-end tends to feel harder and more reliable. If it's more of a top-end smash, you can leave a little width in it, but don't get carried away. Low-end and wide stereo are usually not best friends. Next, EQ8. Use it to clean things up before enhancement. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If the hit sounds boxy or cloudy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more body, a gentle boost around 80 to 120 Hz can work. If the transient needs more snap, a small lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Keep it everything subtle. In this style, tiny moves often work better than dramatic ones. Then comes drum bus, which is one of the best tools in live for this kind of job. It gives you punch, saturation, and a nice sense of weight without requiring a huge chain. Start gently. A little drive, a little transient emphasis, and only a touch of crunch if you want grit. Be careful with boom. If the impact already has sub-content, too much boom will just clutter the low end and fight the break. You want the hit to feel forceful, not bloated. After that, use saturator to add density and perceived loudness. Turn soft clip on, add a little drive, and compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with volume. Saturation is great here, because it can make the impact feel closer and more aggressive without needing heavy compression. For darker, DNB, a bit of harmonic dirt often helps the hit sit in the track like it belongs there. Then finish with glue compressor, but keep it restrained. You're not trying to crush the life out of the sound. You want stability. You want the body to stay controlled and the tail to stay in check. A fast or medium attack, auto or short release, and only a few dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. If the hit needs more explosiveness, lean more on the transient shaping and less on compression. Now, a really useful arrangement tip. Make the impact part of the groove, not something pasted on top of it. Jungle and old school DNB live and die by phrase movement. So place the impact at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Use it to answer a snare fill. Drop it in just before the breakdown resolves. Or pair it with a reversed cymbal or reverse break hit to create tension. A classic structure could be this. Bars 1 to 3 carry the break variation. Bar 4 builds into the impact, and then the next bar drops into the full rhythm and bass. That kind of phrasing makes the hit feel intentional. It's not just a random blast of audio. It's part of the story. If you want to save CPU and lock the sound in, resampling is your best friend. Once the chain is working, route the track to resampling or record it to a new audio track. Then consolidate the clip and disable the original device chain if you don't need it live anymore. This is huge in bigger DNB sessions, because once you start layering breaks, respace, atmospheres, delays, and effects, every little CPU saving matters. If you want space around the impact, resist the urge to slap big reverb directly on the insert. Use a return track instead. Keep the reverb short, dark, and filtered. A decay somewhere around half a second and a bit, with low cut and high cut applied after the reverb, usually keeps the punch clear, while still giving it a bit of old school room. In this style, a short plate or dark room tends to work better than a massive shiny hall. Now, if the impact is landing with pads or bass, you can sidechain the bass bus lightly so the hit cuts through. But don't overdo it. A lot of the time, arrangement does the job better than extra compression. If the hit is well edited and well placed, it will already slice through the mix. Let's talk about a few mistakes to avoid, because these come up all the time. First, overprocessing. Too many compressors, exciters, wideners, and enhancers will make the hit smaller, not bigger. Second, too much low end. If the impact and the bass are both fighting for sub, the mix turns to mud. Third, long tails. A jungle impact should punch and move on. It shouldn't smear across the next beat. Fourth, making it too wide, especially in the low end. That kills punch and phase consistency. Fifth, using heavy insert reverb that costs CPU and blurs the attack. And sixth, ignoring arrangement. Even the best sound can feel weak if it lands in the wrong spot. If you want to level this up, here are a few advanced moves. Try splitting the impact into two layers, body and click. The body layer handles the low mid chunk, and the click layer handles the crack or attack. Process them separately. Keep the body mono and controlled, and high-pass the top layer more aggressively so it just adds bite. That gives you a tighter, more controllable result than trying to make one sample do everything. Another great trick is parallel grid. Duplicate the track. Add more saturation or drum bus to the copy, high-pass that copy, so it only contributes texture, and blend it in quietly under the clean hit. That way your core punch stays intact, but you still get some dirty attitude underneath. You can also add a tiny pre-hit layer, like a reversed snare flick, a tiny noise burst, or a chopped break tick right before the main impact. Keep it very short. The goal is tension, not another drum fill. And here's a really good sound design mindset. Use silence as an enhancer. A tiny gap before the hit can make the impact feel much bigger. In old school DNB, little pockets of space can hit harder than extra layers. For a quick practice exercise, build one impact using only stock Ableton devices. Pick a short kick, snare, or break hit. Put it on an auto track or inside a drum rack. Tighten the clip to the transient. Then add utility, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Make the low end mono, cut a bit of mud around 300 Hz, add subtle saturation, and use just a touch of compression. Place it at the end of a 4-bar loop, and put a reversed cymbal or break tail before it. Then compare a version that's too long versus trimmed, too wide versus mono, and too clean versus slightly saturated. If you want to push it further, create 3 versions from the same source, one dry and punchy, one dirtier and more rave-ready, and one more atmospheric with a short reverb send. Use only stock devices. Bounce each one to audio, and name them clearly so you can swap them fast while writing. That's a very pro workflow, especially when you're moving quickly in a jungle arrangement. So let's wrap it up. To tighten an impact in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB, start with a short, punchy source. Trim the transient and the tail. Use a minimal stock chain. Control the low end with utility and EQ8. Add punch with drum bus. Add density with saturator. Stabilize it with glue compressor. Resample when it's right. And most importantly, place it musically in the arrangement. That's the secret here. Tightness comes from editing, arrangement, and disciplined processing, not from piling on more plugins. Keep it sharp, keep it lean, and let the breakbeat breathe around the hit. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or a more energetic presenter-style script for a faster-paced lesson.